Welcome to JBJS OrthoCore. Listen as members of the ortho community, residents, surgeons, educators, staff, and patients share their stories about the experiences and people most important in their lives and the lessons they learned along the way. OrthoCore is an audio archive inspired by StoryCore and independently organized by the Journal of Bone and Joint Surgery.
Dr. Freddie H. Fu was a longtime chairman of the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine's Department of Orthopedic Surgery and the creator of UPMC's world-renowned sports medicine program and the head team physician for Pitt's Department of Athletics. Dr. Jim Kang and I had the privilege of working with Dr. Fu. Dr. Kang was a resident and faculty on Pitt for 23 years, and I was a resident at Pitt. I have the honor today of sitting down with Dr. Kang and asking about Dr. Fu, who impacted the lives of so many people. My first question for you is, how did you first meet Dr. Fu, and what was your first impression of him?
Well, I came to Pittsburgh in 1986 as an intern. Dr. Al Ferguson was the chair, and there was this Asian force of nature called Freddie Fu that I met. Initially, I got to know him much better during my second year when I spent a year in the laboratory at the Ferguson lab. And Dr. Fu was a young attending, had one idea after another, never ending, and was constantly calling me as one of the residents in research every 2-3 hours with new ideas and asked me to do the experiments. And so I first asked myself, who is this guy? But what I quickly learned was that when the dust settles and the smoke clears, Dr. Fu was someone of incredible substance and character. You can get fooled by his energy level that just seems extreme in many fronts, but in reality, he had deep principles that he abided by that sometimes you can overlook. So my first impression of him was initially, wow, who is this person? And is this someone that you should role model yourself after? But at the end of the day, I said, wow, he has something to say. And I quickly gravitated towards him because of his energy level and what he represented. And some of the things that he really espoused was, you know, scientific validity and clinical treatments that he provided to patients. And he was very principled in many things, but he also took great pride in mentoring young people and really advancing their careers in many ways, because at the superficial level, it seemed as he was self-absorbed and only was interested in his own marketing, but in reality, that wasn't true. So I quickly understood what Dr. Fu was all about, and he had a heavy influence on me.
He was very, very good about elevating other people around him at all times.
Yeah.
What did you enjoy working most with Dr. Fu when you were resident, and what did you most enjoy working with Dr. Fu when you were his colleague?
Well, as I stated, he was constantly, once he knew that you espoused what he was about, he trusted you and he would call you every 5 minutes. I mean, I think you have some understanding of that. And so, but I enjoyed his attention to detail in certain things, but he was a visionary in many things. He always thought big. He never was into the details of minutia, but he thought big about a lot of things, and he always thought 5 years ahead. He was truly a visionary, and he knew where the field would go, and he just tried to make things happen to achieve those things. So what I enjoyed most about him was he had the insight and the foresight to really understand where orthopedic and sports medicine would end up. And to no one's surprise, his vision about creating a center for sports medicine at Pittsburgh was the model for all of the country. No one did that before. His vision about concussions and sports, no one even thought about that before. all of a sudden, everybody has it. So what I really enjoyed was his style and how he sold it. And he knew, and as we all know, he was a marketing genius. He knew how to sell it. But it was never about something mundane. It was always about something very important and of substance that you may not have thought about because you weren't thinking 5 years ahead. He was always thinking 5 years ahead.
At least. It's always impressive what he came up with, wanting to revolutionize the field of ACL, and he did it. He even came up with a double bundle dance that still lives on today. So yeah. Some things don't go away. I know you've covered a lot of stuff already, but what do you miss most about Dr. Fu?
Well, now that he's been gone for a few years, I miss his friendship because as a chair here at the Brigham, there's only so many people you can confide in about certain things, the higher you climb the ladder. And I miss that one-on-one friendship. And he still mentored me to the last day he passed away. He gave me advice about a lot of things, and I really miss that. And I think, he was a very strong role model for me in many ways. And so, and as I was about to leave Pittsburgh, he didn't obviously want me to leave, but he truly acted as my mentor for my best interest. And obviously, if I would have stayed, he would have had different plans for me, but I think he understood. And so he really felt at the end of the day that this was the right decision, and he was not selfish about it. He wanted to promote my career, and I've taken that to heart as a leader myself. So I miss that part of him, and I will forever miss that because there just aren't too many people like Freddie Fu.
And we all know people like Freddie Fu have had a huge impact on yourself, myself, as countless others. What legacy did Dr. Fu have on the field of orthopedics?
Well, aside from the scientific contributions that he made to ACL surgery, I think he's quoted as having the most number of peer-reviewed publications in the history of ACL. That's a given because that was his dedication to the science of orthopedics. And everybody just thought he was just a flamboyant, sort of energetic, just ever-present sports medicine doctor, but he really espoused scientific knowledge. But I think what I was most impressed about him and the legacy that he leaves behind is all the people that he touched. And in terms of promoting their careers and the thousands of people that he had at Pittsburgh visiting, and he gave a lot of people opportunities. If you look at in the realm of diversity, he was doing it way before it was in style. He gave underrepresented minorities opportunities that other programs would not have given. He gave women lots of opportunities in leadership and other things. He's the first one to like recruit someone like Robin West to the faculty, who was like unbelievably great during her tenure there and still continuing to contribute. He brought in so many people that and gave them opportunities. So I learned a lot from that. And I think me personally, the legacy leaves behind. We don't like to talk about the Asian experience, but you and I are both Asian. And there aren't too many Asian leaders in orthopedics, right? Like there aren't very many, women. There aren't very many African-Americans or Hispanic leaders. And that's all true. But Asians in particular have had some difficulty ascending to certain leadership roles. I learned a lot from Freddie. And I learned that the things that we as Asians were taught by our parents will not get you to the levels of advancements that we sometimes aspire to be. So I learned from Freddie that you have to be different. And I certainly saw him as a role model for me. And when I reflect back, I didn't take on every bit of his character, but I certainly incorporated into my armamentarium. And I guess, much of my success, I credit Dr. Fu, because had he not influenced me in my career, I don't know that I'd be sitting here, quite frankly. and that the Brigham would have hired me as the chair of orthopedics here at our Harvard program. So I give tremendous credit to Freddie Fu for influencing my life and career. So I think that's the biggest legacy he's left behind, you know, for me, as well as someone like yourself, as well as others in the field, because he gave everybody an opportunity and he mentored them and nurtured them.
He really did. He, you know, as you said, you mentioned all the ones he did. He also mentored those from other countries, overseas, gave a lot of opportunities when there weren't those opportunities necessarily for people. So I think we've all benefited from Dr. Fu's influence on our lives, and we're all thankful for it. I think Pitt has the greatest number of chairs from their residency program over time, and it's exciting to see all that come through. So we thank legacies like Dr. Fu. We thank people like you, Dr. Kang, for everything you're doing to continue the Pitt legacy. And we're thankful that the legacy continues with the Pitt program. Thanks so much for your time today.
As Dr. Fu would say, go Pitt. Thank you.